What is fragile masculinity? That the man that wants to be dominant or is going after what he wants is fragile. This is fragile masculinity. Obviously, this is all just to indoctrinate you and make you a weak loser so you do the things you're told. Because the actual fragile masculinity looks very different. And some of your gurus actually are very much that. In my opinion, what fragile masculinity is at its core is a root for power. Because all striving for power is always rooted in insecurity. Because you cannot accept how life unfolds, how other people are, what they like or dislike, or the things they do to you or for you or not. So you are trying to gain power over these people and thus controlling them to give you what you want. A simple example is anyone who follows a red pill at some point will become a power-hungry toddler who is trying to control his wife, to manipulate him or girlfriend, to give him what he needs, instead of realizing that maybe she just doesn't want to do it, or maybe that relationship just doesn't work out. And you have very, very different outlooks on life and what you want from life. And then you're trying to change, manipulate, control this other person to be what you need, but this is actually rooted in a need for power. Instead of accepting that this person is potentially different, or very much different, doesn't even want to do these things, that you can actually not change other people, you can only change yourself. And thus, if you change yourself to become a better man, a great man, who is actually leading from strength and positivity instead of trying to manipulate others, that then they might actually give you what you want. Or you realize they just don't fit to you, and you two don't fit. They need to find someone else. It's actually the same thing why men want to have anal sex all the time. It's not really because it's so much nicer, and I've done it, so it isn't. It's not really that much better. It's really just for control, for power. Because you then can say, and this is what truly most men want when they want that, is that they can say that their wife or their girlfriend did it for them. So it is external validation. It is a power game. You want to have enough power over her so she actually does that for you, for example. Now there's a caveat, because down after years of relationship and marriage, you may want to try new things, and that's all fine, right? But you got to be honest with yourself why you actually want to do it. Is it really just to try something new? Or is it so you feel better about yourself because you got her to do it? A big difference in the energy. It's the same why men act like you cannot cry as a man these days. And I've been there. I actually told men in the past that a man should never cry, right? I've been there. And I'm not without flaws or fault. But I realized going forward that this is a very externally validated mindset. And it is trying to gain power over your emotions as well as power over yourself and other people. Because you're trying to impress other people, because you're such a man, you never cry about things. Now there's a difference between crying about a mean tweet or crying over losing a loved one, okay? Obviously there is a big difference. And if you're crying all the time, I have questions. What's wrong in your life that this is necessary? But sometimes an emotional blockage being released, an age-old trauma being released, that needs to be happening with crying, for example. We know that it has to, because otherwise these emotions still block your energies. So it's actually good in this case to cry. But you can do it alone. Or some guys in my coaching do it, for example, because we actually went very deep into their trauma and their issues. And afterwards, they felt way better. So crying as a man is really this old stigma online that you never should do it because a man doesn't do it. And it's power games. You're trying to be externally validated and thus gaining power over other people virtually because they like you because you don't cry. Who gives a fuck if they like you or not? Who cares? So this is just, it all comes down to really being congruent with what you think and what you do, how you see yourself and how you act on that. So it doesn't matter at all what other people think of you, what they do, or if they do what you want. If you try to control outcomes, if you try to control people, if you try to control situations, then this is fragile masculinity, because you cannot accept reality for what it is, or people, and then take measurements for you by changing yourself or changing the people in your life. The big difference between great masculinity, positive masculinity, and fragile masculinity is acceptance. This is why, this is also this aloof mastery idea, right? Or amused mastery. Like, a man who is completely congruent and is not fragile with his masculinity just laughs at the absurdity of life. He laughs at his child throwing a tantrum at him because he knows he's just throwing his emotions left and right. Same with his woman. If she's nagging or being crazy, you actually smirk about it because you think, okay, she's just very deep in her feminine core right now. And you're gonna solve this anyway. But a fragile masculine guy will then try to gain his power back by withdrawing attention, for example, which is nothing but a power game, which is rooted in insecurity because you're trying to control this person. So yeah, this is really what fragile masculinity is. Striving for power, which is always rooted in insecurity. So look at yourself in your life. Where are you actually striving to gain power over people, outcomes or situations? Because this will show you where your masculinity is very fragile and where you potentially need to work on it.